Welcome, everyone, to the June 19, 2017 Manatech 10K Club call. As a reminder, this call is being recorded. If you have questions regarding this call, you can send an email to ccqa@manatech.com. This information details estimated commissions earned at specific leadership levels under the new compensation plan. It is only an estimate and is not a representation of what you will earn under Manatech's new compensation plan, as the changes have not been implemented. Your individual actual earnings under the new compensation plan may be different and are dependent on various factors, including the sales volume generated by you and your downline, your customer base, and the time devoted to your business. All commissions, bonuses, and incentive awards are earned through the sale of Manatech products. I'd like to welcome your host for today's call, Sona Vanderhoof. Sona, the call is yours.
Well, thank you, Terry. I'm so excited to be back with everyone again tonight. And this will be our third call in this series that we're having for the race for the 10K. Pretty exciting. And so we have changed things up a little bit. Our objective is always to listen to what the field needs and reach out and deliver to the best of our ability where you're at and what we feel would be the best thing to support you. And the last 2 weeks, we had David Wood talk about the importance of 6K and 10K. Obviously, we had our commitment that you all heard and the excitement around Al in the first call as well. And then the second call, Bob took over and really drilled down on supporting people in discovering how to best utilize the comp plan and how to best get in there and support yourself and your team on working with the individuals that will be at 6 and 10K. Because we all know 10K is where we either have, that's where we get our check match. And so we either get checkmated or check matched based on what we do with our organizations. Excuse me. And in order to have our 10,000 volume really have significance, you need to have those 6,000 below you. So needless to say, this generated an awful lot of questions and inquiries and an awful lot of interest because people are understanding just how pivotal this is. And so tonight we've decided to step back a little bit from what we're planning to do. Not to worry, we will definitely talk about the topic tonight, which was running your business like a business, but it may not be tonight. Tonight we're going to, Bob has graciously accepted to do another call and give you more information and take more questions because this is one area that we know really has rung true for so many people. And it's critical that we understand this. So before moving forward, we want to make sure we're really grounded in that material. So without further ado, Bob, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me all right?
Absolutely. Thank you. And so, Bob, if you want to take over and do your top line and then drill down, we're all ears.
All right. Well, listen, this is a fast moving time. We are, about 12 days away from go live,
mm-hmm.
July 1st. Canada Day as well. and I should mention that kind of payday or when this all pays off for the first time is July 31st, which is my anniversary. So, you know, there you go. Two very important dates. By the way, it's also my wife's anniversary at that time, too, just for clarification.
Really? Isn't that a coincidence?
So let me cover some things. If you have a pen and paper taking notes, this is good. It's important for you as leaders to keep updated on the information. You don't have to know everything. You don't have to be everything in the library, but know where to go. So let me mention two series of calls. I'll review again. Two series of calls going on right now for your preparation. The first is these calls, the 10K or the 10K Club calls, and we're into week two of those calls. So we had two calls last week, two this week on Mondays and Wednesdays. And then two next week on Monday and Wednesday. So at this number, all calls at Central at 7 p.m. Central, and we design them to be 30 minutes, although we've gone a tad over if needed, in order to answer questions. And what's very important to realize, too, is they are where they are posted. You go to kind of your headquarters, manatechlive.com, and you go into the conference call section, and then under the tab on what are those calls? I forget the names of them right now.
Success calls?
Success calls, yes. Okay, so that's the one series. The second series are the comp plan webinars with Al was with us to start, then Kevin, David Wood, Lori, myself as well, as we systematically go through the topic. So last week on Thursday was a basic orientation. This week, and these webinars are all by Zoom, and I think you've been sent those links, 12 noon central, and they're 45 to an hour, so set aside an hour for those calls. So it gets really interesting now. Of course, the foundation was very important, but next on Wednesday, we'll kind of go through the 10-step process from beginning up to presidential. We call it the pathway to presidential. Very, very important. And then Thursday, it'll be all about customers, and next Wednesday, all about associates. So it's really, and again, those are posted as soon as they can be made available, takes a bit of time, on manatechlive.com. All right, so those things just to be aware of. Now, let me do a quick review and then go deeper on a couple things, and we hopefully can open it for some questions. Any questions so far on that? Is that clear, Sona, where those two series?
I think that's awesome, Bob. Thank you.
And where they are. Now, last week we reviewed there are certain things that are important and there are certain things that are urgent and important. And those I touched last week, just a quick retouch. Some things have an expiry date, sort of like products that you buy at the store. The expiry date on two things are June 30th at midnight Central Time. And the first is that personal power bonus. So anybody who has, especially those who have all-stars, who have three all-stars signed up now, you know, it's just a no-brainer to get one more, if at all possible, and for a $4.99 pack, and then you receive back from that $400 for the personal power bonus and $75 for the direct bonus. So that's just a great opportunity which will disappear. Your best place to get that information is in Success Tracker under Associates. I believe the report is called Associates Close to the Personal Power Bonus. So that's one that you want to do. The second one, which is kind of time sensitive as well, those people who were inactive last BP, BP6, those people obviously have broken the chain, if they ever had one, of loyalty points, because loyalty points, you need to keep them consecutive. And without reviewing everything, you can go in and check the information on the loyalty program, which will switch gears on July 1st to be a tiered program. And again, just a quick touch for that. That means new associates coming in who sign up now in June, new associates, let's talk about those who come in after July 1st, and then I'll come back to June. Those who come in the new world after July 1st will phase their way up. The first month, they will be on a 10% loyalty program. Month two and three, also 10%. Then to 15% for months four, five, and six. So it's actually the seventh month before they hit the full 20%. Once again, here is low-hanging fruit for you. Every associate that you bring in right now, not members, but associates that you bring in June, you want to give them that opportunity to be at 20% from the get-go. So offer them, even if it's a small auto order like Mana Bears or whatever, give that opportunity to them. So that's the new people coming in. Likewise, the opportunity for all your associates in your downline who had zero qualifying volume in BP6, they deserve the opportunity to be approached. Say, I know you've been you've valued these products in the past. I notice you haven't had an auto order lately. By the way, if you resume one, you start up again, now you get in the door at the 20% right now. Now, you're not locked in forever, but you're locked in for the transition into the new comp plan. So that's just low-hanging fruit, all right? The third thing that I mentioned, which carries on through July and going forward, is the whole awareness. And you should have two lists, I would suggest, at your fingertips all the time. The associates in your downline who have between 6,000, especially, you know, who are within 2,000 or 3,000 of 10. I'd have a list of everyone from 6,000 to 10,000. Why? Because you want to get them up to silver executive, the new terminology, 10,000, for the reasons which have been mentioned. Likewise, the people perhaps between 4,000 and 6,000, close to the 6,000 or executive level, because that's where the silver people, the 10,000 people, get the check match from. So those things are very, very important. Now, let me talk just for a few moments on some basics. As you are, the whole focus of these calls is to move towards 10 and move towards 6. Now, obviously, the sooner you start, the better it is. Now, if you get somebody to 10,000 now in June, it's not that they'll automatically get a big increase apart from what the normal payout is on the current comp plan, but they're better positioned moving forward. However, the first payday is kicked off as of July 31st. So the sooner you get started, the better. Now, to help you with that, because that's ongoing through July and going forward, David Wood, for those of you who listened a week ago tonight, did a wonderful job of creating the excitement and potential there is for brand new associates coming in the door. Here's what I want you to consider. Those of you who have been around for a while know that as you came in as a new associate, now we'll set aside team bonus, that's another topic, and of course that is going away. But as you look up the horizon, the first leadership level on the horizon is regional director currently. And the second one is national director. So it's new, regional, national. So national, or the 6,000 level, is kind of your third step. New, regional, and up to national. As you go into the new plan, that is the seventh step. The seventh step. So what was three is now seven. And so that gives you a tremendous opportunity to generate tremendous volume going forward to help you towards 6,000 or 10,000 by helping new people get to a silver associate, which is at 300. And I won't teach all those right now. Come on the webinar on Wednesday to review. But all of these rising levels at 300, at 750, at 1500 as you're getting into the director level, at 2500, at 4000, all have increasing levels of pay. Now, consider this. If a person comes in as an associate and by themselves or with a member that they have or another associate under them have 150 DPV, downline point volume, counting their own, the reality of the new world is your order counts. So even if your own order on its own was 150 DPV, that generates a 5% bonus. So again, $7.50, just doing the math, back on a $150 DPV. So the key thing I want you to take away is that all these new people coming in and starting up that pipeline could almost instantly qualify for money. Now, in order to see that money, so part of your process of presenting this opportunity to them is, hey, you're going to be able to earn some money almost instantly. Let's be sure that money gets into your bank account. So have them fill out their direct deposit information right away so that they see the money right away. So this is going to happen so quickly that you need to have people prepared to do that. Nothing more disappointing than, where is the money that I have coming? Oh, yes, we forgot to fill out that form. So make that just part of your presentation, especially as it moves forward to coming in as an associate. So that direct deposit will become very, very important and create a lot of excitement. As Al Bala mentioned, and this is where it happens, is the number of people qualifying to receive money from Manitech going forward will basically double. And here's where it comes from. Again, a new associate, almost instantly, with anything 150 DPV or over, will qualify for earning some money. So we have currently roughly 13,000 people earning money from Manitech, and without making a forward-looking statement, the modeling shows that would almost double the number of people who, based on current data, would qualify to receive some money back. Okay? Well, let's talk for a moment for these last 4 or 5 minutes of this part, and then we'll open it up for questions. For one of the most attractive routes for a new person to start. Okay, so, you know, get them on direct deposit. And then, of course, the famous pods that have been talked about, which are really part of the auto qualification, the auto ship qualification, the AQ bonus. So let me talk about this for a moment. Kevin mentioned on the call last week that this AQ personal bonus and the AQ team bonus, you kind of referred to as the pod, has created a lot of buzz, a lot of excitement. So quick review and then some clarifications for that, because this should be these were actually created as a pathway, an easy pathway for a new person coming in. So a new person coming in doesn't need to know all the ins and outs of everything. When they say, how should I start? This is a great way for them to start, to get, you know, their own group of five customers purchasing $100 or more, and then two associates underneath also doing the same. So, quick review, the AQ personal bonus requires them to have five preferred customers on automatic order, each with an order of 100 PV. So that personal circle, if we can call it that, of five preferred customers on qualifying automatic order pays $75 a month. Not just once, but every time that happens. So the definition is very logical. That's the personal auto qual or AQ bonus. So after qualifying for that, so here's a new person, excited by their experience, tells five friends who come in as customers, they're set up to get there. So logical place to start. After qualifying for the AQ personal bonus, then the associate who gets two enrolled associates who also do the same thing will earn the AQ team bonus, and that's an additional $300 a month. So that's a total of 15 customers between those three associates, that team of three associates. So that theoretically could be as little as $1,500 volume, earns an additional $300. And the way I do math, 75 plus 300 is 375. And of course, there's some other bonuses associated that, you know, could push it up even more. Now, I mean, just back up for a moment. The spirit of this, the intent of this, of earning this AQ bonus, is to just encourage and reward bonuses for bringing in new customers, because these new customers create new volume. And, of course, that's good for everyone. Obviously, existing members that you have will automatically become preferred customers July 1st. So if you're an associate with some members with a qualifying order, you got to jump start, okay, on that. So, but going forward, this AQ bonus most often will be earned by new customers coming in on automatic order. In the new compensation plan, ordering is really, really easy. Remember that as an associate, there's no need to hide volume or put volume in a strategic place underneath you. You can order as much as you want on your own position. You can count your own purchases towards your total DPV. And so really, your earning can earn money on your own purchases. So there's no strategic reason for you as an associate to go set up a preferred customer account in your own household. So on that call, Kevin highlighted what we call the associate household policy, which requires that the associate who has five customers, those need to reside outside their own household in order to get this bonus. So, for example, if you live at a certain address in Tallahassee, Florida, to qualify for that, you know, you must have five customers who don't reside at your address in Tallahassee. Okay. Now, if you have other people in your household purchasing products, of course, that counts for every other bonus. But that one is particular. So here's the tip. Think more than five customers, because you know what's going to happen is some of these customers could come in the door and realize, oh, there's an opportunity for me to earn money as well, so they may well gradually move up to want to become an associate. So just those hints. There's much more we could say, but Sona, that's I think some basics that we covered about the resources we have available for you right now, a review of the things you can do in June before the clock strikes midnight on June 30th, and then some things after July 1st as well. And then clarification, hopefully, on this auto-qual bonus and how powerful it will be for new people coming in the door and the importance of getting your new associates on their check deposit form, because they can start earning money almost instantly. Okay, Sona?
Awesome. That's fabulous, Bob. Thank you. So if you are serious about building, especially in the lower levels, whether it be where you are now or building your organization under you, I think between the last three calls now, we have probably addressed all of the key elements that are required to move forward. And we just, as I stated at the beginning, it's important that we have an understanding because this is foundational to moving on. So having said that, I don't think there's really much else to do. Bob, I thought you did a great job again as always. And I didn't even call you a special guest this week. How's that?
No, I'm just a household item.
So while we do have our special guest, of course, though, I'm going to encourage you, if you *7, open the lines, and we have about, I've got about 6 minutes here that we can take some quick call, some quick questions. So if people would like to jump in and ask what's going on, anything specific or that you'd like Bob to elaborate on while we have him, by all means, please jump in now.
Sona and Bob, it's Lori Cutter.
Hey, Lori.
Hi. Thank you for the great explanation. I just want a little bit more clarification on two points, if I may ask. So
absolutely.
Bob, this is the first time I heard that if you have an existing member account personally, that order doesn't get included as one of the five. So that's what you're saying, correct?
That's the household policy rule that I just mentioned, the associate household policy, yes. So for that one bonus only, which is designed to create a pathway for new people to bring in others easily. Yes, for that one bonus only, those five customers need to be outside your own household. Any household orders count for everything else, but, you know, we want to encourage and support the new volume coming in, yes.
Awesome. Thanks for clarifying.
Lori, that's a fairly new development, yes.
Yeah, and my second question I just need a little clarification on is the AQ personal bonus. So say I have right now 10 existing members that will now be called preferred customers.
Correct.
Will I earn two $75 payments or only one?
Only one. It maxes out at one whether you have five or 45.
Okay, I thought I heard you say you can do that, well, not multiple times, but again and again is what
yes,
I heard.
Yes, okay, but what that means is month after month.
Okay.
It's not a one-time reward. Every month that you meet that qualification personally, it would generate a $75 payout.
Okay, no, but not for every five.
No,
perfect.
Not for every five. No.
Okay.
Now, obviously, there are other benefits in the other aspects of the comp plan for increasing your personal circle volume, but I won't get into the explanation of those payouts right now.
That's perfect. Thank you for clarifying. You guys have a great week.
Thank you.
Wow. Clearly you nailed it.
Well, you know,
Bob,
a lot of...
Peggy here.
Hey, Bob.
Yes, go ahead.
Peggy from Porcupine. Just one question with us in Canada where we often have two orders because one's an NFR.
If you have two orders, it can't exceed one, whether it's NFR or whether it's a regular Canadian auto order. Only one of those would count for a household.
Okay, because I know often we put the NFR on the member account.
That's a
household. We might as well just put all our order onto the NFR instead of having two orders.
You could do that. There's really no need to spread around, I don't think. I can't think of any benefit from doing that.
But if we spend more than $150 on our own order, we'll get the 5%.
Absolutely. In fact, if you had $501, you'd get the 10, you know, how that works. So,
yeah.
Okay.
And the slides are available on Facebook or not yet?
I don't know if they're up yet. I know that they are going to be going up. Likewise, on the Manitech Facebook site, after the last call, which I did last Wednesday, we put up that, for lack of a better term, that cheat sheet to help people know how to go into Success Tracker, lift the data to find out who, would qualify for getting back onto their auto order right now in June, so that they can qualify for the 20% loyalty points from the get-go. So
okay,
in answer to your question, Peggy, I'm not positive if they're up yet.
Thank you. Over to you, Sonia.
Bob, it's John.
Hey, Bob.
Go ahead. I think we have two people. John, I heard your voice first. Please go ahead.
This might be for Kevin at a later time, but I'm wondering about those preferred customers. Are they actually treated as separate legs? And what I'm getting at is, does that help you then for side volume for qualifying at the various leadership levels, or are those treated as one entity?
No, they are not separate legs. All your preferred customers are at level zero, which is part of your personal pool, which is very important to meet other qualifications, which are for another discussion. In fact, I think Kevin will be hitting those on Wednesday on the webinar. So, no, they are not separate legs like they are now as member legs. They are part of your zero level, your personal circle.
So you would actually, if you wanted to get two legs going to qualify into some of the letters of leadership, you'd have to have at least two associates in building.
That's correct, John. That's correct. Those, a leg is generated by an associate going forward,
appreciate,
not by a member. Yeah.
I've had that question come to me, so I thought it would be a good place to bring it up here. Thanks.
Absolutely. Very important question. Let me emphasize that again, because it's changing, years of a pattern here. So in the past, as we all know, when you look in Success Tracker and it shows your level one, every member is by definition, a new leg. So that changes at the end of the month. So all those level one people, well, I shouldn't say all the level one people, all the members that were on level one become your level zero. In other words, that's your personal pool, which is so powerful and so important. But if you do need to have, for other reasons in the comp plan, another leg, a leg by definition can only be initiated by an associate.
Bob, this is Sue in St. Louis.
Hello, Sue in St. Louis. How are you?
How are you? I'm just wondering, as far as titles go, what about people who had been business builders in my downline,
yes,
who are now just buying product and not business builders? What do they become?
You know, once an associate, as far as we're concerned, we want to honor that, and they are always associates.
Okay.
So whether or not they're seeking to earn business, they have that opportunity, seeking to earn income. So if you have an associate in your organization who's been there for 10 years but who hasn't been building for years, they can stay right where they are. And they will get, they will, as long as they're on auto order, Sue, they will qualify for their 20% loyalty points. So it's important that those people, in order to get to maximize the privileges of their position, ensure that they have an auto order now in June and continue it going forward. So that's
right,
a big benefit. And then, you know, in a few months, if they realize, oh, my goodness, there's an opportunity here to easily earn some income, because, Sue, just think, if their order is $150,
mm-hmm,
now they're going to get a check back for $7.50, which they've never had before.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, people are going to, where does this come from? So I think some people over time are going to realize almost accidentally what the opportunity is. I mean, $7.50, hey, that could grow to $15, grow to $30, could grow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it really opens doors, Sue. So we leave them just where they are, and a lot of those people will be caught by surprise. Make sure, again, that they have their deposit information, because they're going to be surprised in some cases.
All right. But they can never be moved to preferred customers, right?
Not unless they there's no point to doing it that I'm aware of.
Okay.
And I don't think that it's worth it to you as an upline leader to, you know, to, it's not necessary to encourage that. Go out, let's think big, let's think, you know, rather than scarcity, let's think plenty and go out and get new people who need.
Got you. Thank you.
All right, Sue. All the best.
Bob. Hi, Bob. It's Nancy Bacon.
Yes, Nancy.
I have a question, and because I wasn't quite following, when Lori was asking about the existing member account, and you talked about household orders, my husband is in the household, and he's also ordering, and how do I have to do anything different with that?
That household order of your husband's will not qualify towards the AutoQual bonus, but
okay,
that volume will qualify for all the other bonuses. It adds to your volume. So the AutoQual is preserved for non-household customers.
Okay, that clarifies for me. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Doug in Vancouver.
Bob?
Yes.
This Ben in Lubbock. If I understand what the lady was just asking there, if we have a household order, let's say that's $500 member now, or preferred customer, and let's say we go out and get our five other non-household members at $100 apiece.
Yes.
That'd be $500. That's a total of $1,000.
Yes.
So do I understand we'd get the $75 for having the five members at $100 each that are not household, but then would we get 15% commission on $1,000 of business?
You wouldn't get 50. You'd get, I believe, let's see, once you're up to $1,000, I believe you're right. I want to double check that with David, but I believe that's the case. The 5, 10, and 15% rising volume for your personal circle, I think you're looking at that right.
That is correct.
Yeah, that total business then would include your household member accounts.
Yeah, so that household, so let's not be intimidated by that. You're exactly right. Go out and get five more. So that $500 order that you have already existing in your household, just on its own, that's 10%. Just as a standalone, it hits the $500 threshold, and that's 10%. So that's 50 back, the way I do math. So you're right. You're right. Let's just leverage that. So that's part of everything else except that one bonus.
The $75.
Yes.
And what you said, like if we have 50 preferred customers or we have 5 preferred customers on that zero line, all we did is the first 75 and that's it.
Now, let me say yes and no. That's a wonderful answer, isn't it? Yes and no. So, yes, that's all you can get for the auto qual bonus. But, you know, you add up the volume from 50 others in there, that total number applies to all the other bonuses. So that's some big-time input.
Right. Okay. Gotcha.
Doug in Vancouver.
Go ahead, Vancouver.
Yes. So the two associates in your personal group bonus that you need, does that automatically mean each one of those are starting a new leg? So you start with two legs?
Yeah, that's right. Whether they're now some of you who've been around for a while, you already have those two legs with associates in there. So you got the jump. So if you have an associate in currently existing legs and they already have or are moving towards their personal circle of five, you know, you're well on your way. Now, a brand new person coming in, that's kind of a two-step strategy. First of all, get your personal circle of five, so you get your personal auto qual of $75, and along the way or after that, as you get two associates, that starts two new legs, which gives you the opportunity to add the $300 for the team auto qual.
And then further associates, you can just stick under either one of those legs or start a third.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So those two associates that we just talked about, whether they're currently existing or new, they would like to do the same thing you just did. They would like to get their personal circle of five. Then they would like to have two associates under them. So you see what's happening. It's driving depth down into those legs.
Got it.
Okay. All right,
hey,
Sona,
Bob.
Sona, in a moment, you need to write a test on this. I'm going to hold you accountable to know all this information.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I think there's another question.
Okay, let's take our last one. We're already about 10 minutes over, so who's up?
Hey, I'm Ben Gobdell. Do you hear me?
Okay,
we better take two of them.
There's two voices. I heard both a male and a female voice.
I'm Betty Lobdell.
Hello,
Hi,
Betty.
Hi, Betty.
Hi. Hey, we cannot have us be our own selves be a customer?
Yes, you can, but not for this one bonus.
But I am a customer, so why couldn't I be on that one bonus?
Because the associate household policy for the auto qual bonus. Now, let's step back, Betty. So first of all, let's talk about your associate position. In the past, we've had this pattern of, you know, a person has their own qualifying order of at least 100. And then we start thinking extra beyond that. I want more product. Where can I put it in order to maximize payback? Because up until now, you have not been able to earn on your own $100-plus order. So if you have an extra $300, you find somewhere down line to put that so you get some of it back. There's no longer a need to do that. You can put all $100 or $400 on your own account because it's part of what you get paid off of. So that's part of the personal pool. That's part of your own PPV. We won't get into all those definitions right now. So put as much as you want there. It makes it so much simpler. There's no need to sort of manipulate things, Betty. So you can put all 400 in this example.
Okay, Bob, I order 1,500 at least a month.
Yes.
You just mean put it into my
just
name?
Just put it into your own account. Make it simple. One transaction, and you know what you're going to. You know what you're going to get off 1,500. You're going to get 15% back right off the start. Let alone it adding to your volume in the other bonuses. Okay.
Hmm. It seems like I should be able to be a customer and be, I can be a customer, but be on that one that you said we do not get to use as a payout.
Okay, now, you can have a customer. I just don't see any advantage to it.
I mean,
Manatech, and I'll gladly carry this on with you separately, Betty, for sake of time.
Okay.
But the point is that for this, by definition, for this one bonus only, that cannot count as part of your five. That's our definition of it, because in the spirit of what we're trying to create here, it's a pathway for new volume to come in. So if you have further questions, you can contact
me. Okay. One change I didn't know. You know how there's you and then five have they can't come to your own, none of them can come to your own address.
Okay. So we had one gentleman that was trying to get in as well. Bob, I'd like to just give him a time, and then we got
to
wrap
then
it up.
We do need to respect our time.
Was that me, Sona?
Sure. No, I just heard a male voice. So
Ron, this is Ron. Do you hear me?
Yep. Can hear you, Ron. Go ahead.
Okay.
Okay, Peggy, I think you need to mute, honey. I think that's Peggy out here in the background.
Okay, a couple quickies. I didn't hear it mentioned, but these orders that you keep referring to, the customer orders, the five, they all have to be 100 PB. So I think that needs to be totally clear.
Yes, that was mentioned. So those have to be five qualified orders of customers of $100 each, yes.
Or more, okay. Existing associates, just a quickie on when they get, are they going to get a renewal notice at some point and have to make that decision?
Not until next year.
Right, but that will happen.
That will happen, but I have trouble thinking past July 1st, let alone January 1st.
Yeah, I just want clarity for everybody.
Okay.
The two minimum legs that we have to have.
Yes.
They actually, to be a qualified leg, they only need to be 100 PV. Is that correct?
By definition.
Okay.
Leg,
and
especially
your,
for you, the 4 or 5 is 100 QV, yes.
Yes, and your personal volume and customer volume will help you to meet your leg maximums, the 60-40 rule, if you will. Is that not correct?
Oh, boy, let me chew on that. I wasn't clear on your question.
Okay, the question is basically, let's say as a silver associate, you need 300, and you need a max of 180, which means you're shy 120. If your order in the second leg was only 100, but you had personal customer volume, that would throw you over the top and you'd be qualified.
Personal volume is not leg volume.
You need to check with David then.
Yes, sir. I'll do whatever you ask.
Well, I, from what I understand, it does count for your
PV. Okay, well,
your
let's carry this over. You're getting into a lot of details outside of what we were talking about here, the spirit of what we were talking about here tonight. So let's deal with that offline, please.
All right, not a problem. Last question on the same address rule for the household for the associate. That does not apply if you've got a customer that has a couple of different orders and they want it spread out because of whatever, cash flow issues. If you've got more than one going to an out, you know, an ad, not your own, but going to a customer address and there's two orders, you could have two towards your five, yes?
If I understand you right, yes, but
that's it. To all my questions. You guys did a great job.
Awesome. So I'm going to wrap it tonight. It's already 15 minutes over our half hour. So, Bob, thank you so much, as always, for being so gracious with your time and your input and your knowledge and whatever. And, you know, as I hope everybody is understanding, nobody here yet are 100% experts on this. There's a lot of questions still being asked. So if you find that you don't have all the answers and you're still, you know, unclear about certain things, it's okay. We, as a whole Manatech family, will kind of get through this and learn as we go. You have so much support, as Bob mentioned, the upcoming calls, the upcoming webinars. There'll be lots on the website that will be there for you to be able to replay, for you to be able to read, understand, study. You'll have access to the call center, so when they get fully trained and up to speed. So I just want everyone to feel comfortable that you're not entering an area where if you don't have all the answers by July 1st, you're going to be in trouble, because that's not the case at all. This is going to be a transition for all of us to go through together. So having said that, I'm going to wrap the call. Bob, again, as I said, thank you so much. Today is Monday, and you have two great calls. Do not miss them. On Wednesday and Thursday of this week, you have the two webinars coming up, and you definitely want to be on those, taking notes and getting up to speed, as they've already been broken down into modules, bite-sized modules for us to all learn from. So with that, I'm going to bid you adieu. Hope everyone had a great Father's Day, and we'll be talking to you on Wednesday evening. Thanks, and goodbye for now.
Thank you for joining us today. Replay listening information will be available on panatechlive.com under the conference call tab under success calls. If you have questions or comments regarding CompPlan, please send an email to compplan@panatech.com. If you have questions regarding conference calls in general, send an email to ccqa@panatech.com. Thank you.